The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday, this historic Thursday afternoon. In fact, every day for the next several days will bring about new historic measures because of this COVID-19 virus. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Let me give you a brief overview of Governor DeWine's press conference that ended just moments ago. It was scheduled for 2 p.m., didn't get started until about 2:30. I believe they were trying to put together the latest details, plus a state of emergency declaration signed by the governor and the director of health here in the state of Ohio, and I'll share just a little bit of that with you. As you know, the governor declared a state of emergency a couple of days ago to give him unusual and extraordinary powers that he used today. And before I get into this, my plea, which throughout all of this, my plea has been, folks, don't panic. I keep saying this. Is it serious? Yes. Should we be concerned? Yes. Should we be taking precaution? Yes. Should we be taking extraordinary precaution? Well, yeah, obviously. But panic is not your friend. It's not our friend. And just remember, this is a serious virus. Yes, people are dying, and more people will die. There are currently 5 confirmed cases in the state of Ohio. There are going to be many, many more. It will be a huge surprise if there are not, by the time this is all done, 100, 200, maybe 300 cases here in the state of Ohio. That is to be expected. That will not be, if in 5 days we have 150 cases of this virus in the state of Ohio, it will not be a surprise. In fact, it is fully anticipated. It is expected. But please remember that 95% or higher, at least 95%, possibly higher, of the people who can contract this virus are going to be fine. I just saw a man interviewed who has been in quarantine for more than 2 weeks. He has tested positive. He has the virus. He is 67 years old, has at least two underlying health problems. He had a high fever for 8 hours. He had shortness of breath for one day, and he's feeling fine. He is still in quarantine and will be for a few more days. But again, he's 67 years old with some underlying other health issues. Had a high fever for 8 hours, shortness of breath for about 24 hours, and he's been getting better every day. And he says, honestly, I feel fine. I was sick. And that's pretty typical. So we just must avoid the panic and the hysteria. Is it serious enough that we should take unusual precaution? Absolutely. But I'm just, again, I told you yesterday, I'm not a medical expert. I'm going off what I'm hearing from the experts. And that's the bottom line. And those are the facts. Expect it to grow in Ohio. Do not be surprised. In fact, again, there are five confirmed cases in the entire state right now. If that does not reach 50, 60, 70, or maybe even 100 within a week, that would be the shock. So expect it. So as we see the numbers rise, that's exactly what is expected. All right. I asked you yesterday, I encouraged you yesterday to pray for our government officials. They have extremely difficult decisions to make. Governor Mike DeWine literally is dealing with life and death. If he doesn't take extraordinary measures and the death toll skyrockets in the state of Ohio, which is possible, not probable, but it's possible, Mike DeWine would never be forgiven for not taking extraordinary measures. He has taken extraordinary measures. If we do not see skyrocketing numbers of fatalities in the state of Ohio, few people are going to be patting Governor DeWine on the back saying, boy, you took extraordinary measures. Congratulations. No, people will say, oh, we didn't have a lot of people die. How come you did all those extraordinary things? So he is in a no-win situation. I mean, he really is. And I understand that. All right. Here is a brief summary of a very lengthy press conference. The governor has issued a mandate. This is not a suggestion. This is a mandate under the declaration of emergency. Gatherings of 100 people or more are prohibited in the state of Ohio. Gatherings of 100 people or more are now, at least for the near future, prohibited. They are illegal. Here's something very important. Religious meetings are exempt. Weddings are exempt. Funerals are exempt, which means the mandate does not mean your church. Now, your church may choose to cancel services this weekend, but they don't have to. The mandate clearly gives a religious exemption because the governor rightly said that is the constitutionally protected freedom of religion and freedom of speech. I am extremely grateful that the governor did not include churches in this mandate. That would have been wrong. It is up to pastors and church leaders to make this decision, not the government. So anyway, gatherings of 100 people or more prohibited, with the exemption of religious services, funerals, and weddings. Schools in the state of Ohio will have an extended spring break beginning Monday after school. Whenever school lets out this coming Monday, there will be no more school for 3 full weeks. It will be an extended spring break. That's very, very important as well. It's going to impact a lot of families. Families where both parents are working. It's going to throw daycare, preschools into chaos. It is a decision that educators in the state of Ohio and the governor made collaboratively, as well as medical officials as well. Those are the two big takeaways from the governor's press conference today. A lot of talk about common sense measures. Don't be in close contact with other people. By the way, restaurants, malls are not affected because malls, there are over 100 people in the mall, but not in close quarters. So malls are not affected. Restaurants are not affected. So gatherings of 100 people or more in close proximity are prohibited. Schools will close for 3 weeks beginning after school on Monday. I'm not sure why, you know, after school on Monday, but that's the thing. Now, much, much more today concerning the coronavirus, but I need to take a break, and I'll fill you in on the latest here and around the world. When we come back, you're listening to Bob Burney Live. Hey, my number, you know, I think a lot of people just want to sound off. They just want to get some things off their chest. Well, give me a call. I'll give you an opportunity to do that. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. This is not Friday, but these... I'm serious, folks. We're going to be talking about these days that we're going through for generations. Well, I won't be around for generations. But people, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, will look back on these historic days. The planet is facing something basically unprecedented. Now, we've had pandemics before. There's no doubt about that. We've had pandemics with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands, even millions of people who died. But we didn't have instant communication back in those days. We didn't have worldwide television. We didn't have satellites. Not everybody had a cell phone where they're getting immediate updates 24 hours a day. So while the health situation is not totally unique, the times in which we live are completely and totally unique. And because of that, we're facing what we have never faced before. 9/11. As tragic as 9/11 was, this is going to impact our economy and our country and the rest of the world far more than 9/11. And, of course, the big question that I cannot answer and won't attempt to answer is all of the are all of these measures being taken here in the United States and around the world justified? Or is it the result of panic? I am not about to try to answer that. It's way above my pay grade. What I started to say is it's not Friday, but there is a lot of frustration, fear, anger. And if you just want to sound off, I want to open the phone lines. What do you think? The governor has taken extraordinary measures today. Major League Baseball canceled the rest of spring practice, delayed opening day. NBA suspended the season. National Hockey League suspended the season. Big Ten tournament canceled. Unprecedented. Never happened. And if I would love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE. What are your thoughts? What are you thinking? You want to get it off your chest? 877-262-5483. I'll give you an opportunity. 877-BOB-LIVE. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Jamie in Lynchburg, Ohio. Jamie, welcome. How are you today?
Pretty good. How you doing, Bob?
I am well. If you cough, don't cough into the phone, all right?
I'll try my very best not to. I'll put some Bounty over my phone.
What do you think about all of this, Jamie?
I don't know. It's like the biggest thing I have with it is how many people are going to be smart about the situation and stay at home, just like the kids. Are they going to stay at home, or are they going to be running all over the streets or going to people's houses and this and that? I mean, you know, how do you keep everybody at home?
Well, you're not, and you know human nature, Jamie. The kids are not in school, so they're going to flood the malls.
Exactly.
They're going to flood the restaurants. I keep saying this. I am so grateful I am not in the position of making these decisions. Because I get while the governor did this with the schools and so forth, but is it really going to help?
I mean, have you heard anything about New York is talking about bringing out the National Guard?
They already have.
Oh, they already have.
Yes, okay. They have already brought out the National Guard to enforce a quarantine area. Now, Jamie, that really concerns me.
That's the kind of stuff that really concerns me, because that's really going past the boundary lines.
So. Yeah. Now, they did that in China. When this broke out in China, the communist Chinese government took extraordinary measures enforcing quarantines, things that I would hope that we would never tolerate here in America. And yet the communist Chinese would say, well, we dealt with it and the crisis is basically over here. And there are going to be people here in Ohio or in the United States that want the same thing. I'll give you the last word. We're coming up on the break.
I was going to say, I heard some rumors about the China thing that they was actually pulling just more than people that were infected off the streets, too, because of their population levels and stuff.
Well, he
seems like a pretty evil guy, but that's rumor and everything.
Well, very little I would put past the communist Chinese. Hey, Jamie, thanks for talking to me. I appreciate it. If you want to call, 877-BOB-LIVE.